Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. What do you think about early marriage? IELTS Speaking Guide. Introduction. The IELTS speaking test assesses your ability to communicate effectively in English on a variety of topics. Early marriage is a societal issue that can appear in Part 3 of the test, where you engage in a more extended discussion. Being prepared to discuss this sensitive topic thoughtfully and articulately is crucial for achieving a high band score. This article will provide you with the necessary vocabulary, arguments, and strategies to confidently answer any questions related to early marriage in your IELTS speaking exam. Understanding the topic, early marriage. Before formulating your response, it's essential to understand what constitutes early marriage. While the definition can vary across cultures and legal systems, it generally refers to marriage where one or both partners are below the age of 18. Often lacking the emotional, psychological, or financial maturity for a successful and fulfilling marital relationship. Discussing early marriage in your IELTS speaking test, here's how to approach questions about early marriage effectively. 1. Vocabulary and phrases. Using accurate and varied vocabulary is key to showcasing your language proficiency. Here are some useful terms. Child marriage. Marriage where one or both partners are below 18 years of age. Forced marriage, marriage conducted without the valid consent of both parties. Consequences, the results or effects of an action or event. Educational opportunities, chances for learning and academic advancement. Economic independence, the ability to support oneself financially. Human rights, basic rights and freedoms to which all humans are entitled. Cultural norms, shared beliefs and practices within a society. 2. Presenting balanced arguments. The examiner will assess your ability to present a well-rounded discussion. Consider both sides of the issue. Arguments against early marriage. Violation of human rights. Children have the right to education, health, and protection from exploitation. Limited opportunities. Early marriage often curtails education and career prospects, particularly for girls. Health risks. Young girls are at a higher risk of complications during pregnancy and childbirth. Domestic violence. Power imbalances within early marriages can increase the risk of abuse. Arguments used to justify early marriage and counterarguments. Tradition. Some cultures view early marriage as a long-standing tradition. However, traditions should be challenged if they infringe on human rights. Economic security. Families may marry off daughters young to alleviate financial burdens. However, this perpetuates a cycle of poverty and limits opportunities for the girl. 3. Providing examples. Supporting your points with relevant examples demonstrates your understanding of the topic. You can draw examples from current events. Refer to news stories about the consequences of early marriage. Hypothetical situations. Illustrate your point with a realistic scenario. Example. For instance, I recently read about a young girl forced into marriage at 15. She had to abandon her education and, sadly, experience serious health complications during pregnancy. This highlights the detrimental impact of early marriage on both individual lives and society as a whole. 4. Expressing your opinion clearly. While presenting a balanced view is important, don't be afraid to express your opinion clearly and provide reasons for your stance. Example, while I acknowledge that cultural traditions play a role, I firmly believe that early marriage is detrimental to the well-being of individuals and should be discouraged. Education and empowerment are crucial for young people to make informed decisions about their lives. Conclusion. Discussing sensitive topics like early marriage in your IELTS speaking test requires careful consideration and articulation. By using appropriate vocabulary, presenting balanced arguments, providing examples, and expressing your opinion clearly, you can demonstrate your language proficiency and critical thinking skills to achieve a high band score. Remember to stay informed about global issues and practice expressing your thoughts effectively in English. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.